follows and turn with me to 1 Kings chapter 18, verse number 30.
There we go. Thank you. You can hear me now. You should be able to. 1 Kings chapter 18, verse number 30. Found your place, say amen.
Amen.
Verse number 30, it says, "And Elijah said unto all the people, Come near unto me. And all the people came near unto him. And he repaired the altar of the Lord that was broken down. And Elijah took 12 stones according to the number of the tribes of the sons of Jacob, unto whom the word of the Lord came, saying, Israel shall be thy name. And when thy stones he built an altar, and with the stones he built an altar in the name of the Lord, and he made a trench about the altar, as great as wood contained 2 measures of seed. And he put the wood in order, and cut the bullock in pieces, and laid him on the wood, and said, Fill 4 barrels with water, and pour it on the burnt sacrifice, and on the wood. And he said, Do it the second time. And they did it the second time. And he said, Do it the third time. And they did it the third time. And the water ran about the altar, and he filled the trench also with water. And it came to pass at the time of the offering of the evening sacrifice that Elijah the prophet came near and said, Lord, God of Abraham, Isaac, and of Israel, let it be known this day that thou art God in Israel, and that I am thy servant, and that I have done all these things as thy word. Hear me, O Lord, hear me, that this people may know that thou art the Lord God, and that thou hast turned their heart back again. Then the fire of the Lord fell and consumed the burnt sacrifice and wood and the stones and the dust, and licked up the water that was in the trench. And when all the people saw it, they fell on their faces, and they said, The Lord, He is the God. The Lord, He is the God. I'm going to ask Brother Jody to lead us in the word of prayer this evening. I want to talk to you on the simple thought of rebuilding the altar. We read here of Elijah rebuilding an altar, but in this sense, I want you to think tonight that we also in this time of day, we need to rebuild our altar. And you say, well, brother, we don't take altars. We don't take sacrifices and burn sacrifices unto the Lord anymore. Well, as we see here, Elijah burnt a sacrifice on this altar. I want us to think about rebuilding our own altar, the altar that we see in today's time. We have many purposes of our altar in today's time. We don't think of it as the old altar as preventing sacrifices, but the purpose of our altar is for worship, it's for prayer, it's for sacrifice, it's for meeting God. We have many people that meet God for the first time in the altar. Most people in this church will probably raise their hand and say that they met God for the first time in an altar of a church. Rather it be on Sunday night, Wednesday night, Monday or Sunday morning, you know, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, all through Bible school. I mean, there's altars that people get saved in. So it's a place that we come to now to know as a meeting place between you and God. So we need to rebuild this altar tonight, because I think that in today's time, in America and in the world, a lot of the problems are happening because the Christians and the people that believe in God in this time are falling short of going to the altar anymore, going and meeting with God to talk to God about the problems of this world. You know, many times back in the day, I mean, I know I'm a young person. I can't really say back in the day because it was so far ago. But, you know, you get, when you become a preacher, when you become a child of God, you want to start learning more and more. And the best way to learn more and more is from people from past times. They give you wisdom, the older people in life, your mentors, they give you wisdom. And so as I grew in Christ, you know, I started looking back into the old times of the, you know, just the Holy Spirit tent revival gospel scene. I mean, just revivals we hear about. You know, when they would have those church meetings, the altar would be full. You didn't see all the people sitting in the pews. You seen them all sitting bowing before God in the altar. And you know, you can say, yeah, there was problems back then, but we didn't have near as many problems as we do in today's time.
Amen.
So we need to rebuild our altar this in today. The altar is not just the meeting place between you and God for the first time. It's the meeting place for you for the rest of your life. It's the spiritual meeting place for your physical body. I mean, you come up here and you get the spiritual need that you need for the rest of the week. When you go from Sunday morning to Wednesday night, you're going to need that. So we need to rebuild it for the spiritual meeting. But we see here, as Elijah would need to build again the altar of the Lord for his people, we must also rebuild the altar. Not to build a physical altar like he did here. We see him taking his time and building all these with the wood, with the 12 stones according to the number of the tribes of the sons of Jacob, we see here in verse number 31. It says in 32, and with the stones he built an altar in the name of the Lord, and he made a trench about the altar, and it, as great as it would contain 2 measures of seed. And he put the wood in order and cut the bullock in pieces and laid him on the wood and said, fill 4 barrels with water and pour it on the burnt sacrifice and on the wood. He said, do it a second time and a third time as we read down. So we see here, he took his time to build this altar. We see him taking extra steps. He took 3 extra steps to put water on the altar here. So we see him taking his time. In today's time, we need to take our time building our altar and really mean what it means to us. You know, when I say we need to rebuild our altar, it doesn't just mean the altar that's sitting in front of us this morning or this evening. It doesn't mean just the physical structure right here. Your altar can be your bedroom. It can be when you bow down to God at night before you go to sleep at your bed. It can be in the woods. It can be in your closet. It can be anywhere you want it to be. As long as you have your own personal place to go to God, it can be your altar. So we see here, there's a few different things I want to talk to you about this evening. And I want to talk about how we must rebuild our altar. And the first point I want to talk to you about tonight is we must rebuild the altar for prayer. The altar is a place of prayer. It's a place for you to talk to God. It's a place for you to be able to come to Him and give Him, lift up, take your burdens and lay it upon Him. He says that He will carry our burdens. We have to come and give them to Him. We know that most of the burdens that we have in our lives, we aren't going to be able to do by ourselves. But there is one person that can. His name is Jesus Christ. So we see here that we must rebuild our altar in prayer. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 17. Pray without ceasing. We must pray all the time. So like I said, we might not be able to come to the altar every day of the week and come and pray. But we still have a bed. We still have a room at home. If you don't have a room at home, you have somebody that you can go to and have them pray with you. Another person can be your altar. You know, there's been many times where I've been heavy-hearted and needing somebody else in my life to help me through it. You know, my father-in-law, I could always go to him. I've always been able to go to him and use him as an altar. You say, brother, I need you to help me pray. Pray about something with me. He's been an altar in my life. And you know what? We have to rebuild each other at times of time. When he gets low, I help him rebuild him back up. When I get low, he rebuilds me back up. We must do that for all of our church members. When we see one that we hear Brother Mark and Brother Scott and all these men calling us on our phone all the time, just about every single day, we have prayer requests and reminders. You know, when we get that phone call and we get that prayer request, that's a request from Pastor Mark or from Brother Scott, whoever it is that's doing the phone call that day, to help rebuild the family members in this church. We hear that, you know, Brother Tommy, he's going through that problem. He's not allowed to have any visitors right now. He's needing to be rebuilt right now. We must pray for him and rebuild this altar of prayer for him. Amen. So we see here that it's not just a place of prayer, but it's also a place of worship. In Psalms chapter 43, in verse number 4, I'm going to turn there real quick. You don't have to if you don't want to. But in verse number 4 of Psalms 43, it says, then will I go into the altar of God, and God, my exceedingly joy, yea, upon the harp will I praise thee, O God, my God. So the altar is a place of worship. It's not just a place where you come and ask God to do anything you want Him to do. It's not a place where you just come and ask Him, you know, God, I'm going through a tough time. I need you to come and just take this burden off of me. No, it's not just a place for asking God to do something for you. It's not just a place where you come down and you say, God, I'm low. I need you to right now. Yes, it's good for that. But it's also a place for worship. We sing, Brother Sister Ginger just come up here while we were singing. It's talking about God's grace. That was a beautiful song. What was she doing when she came up here? She was just worshiping Him. She just wanted to come and say, God, Your grace is just so insufficient for me, Lord. I couldn't do anything without Your grace. She just came and bowed down right here just because she wanted to worship Him for a little while. Just give Him thanks for what He's done in her life, as He's done in mine. There's been many times where songs touched my heart where I just had to come and bow down and say, God, You're too good. You've been too good for me. I don't deserve any of it. But it's a place for worship. So it's not only a place of prayer, but we get to come and worship Him. When God's people come together to worship at the altar, God becomes tangible. He becomes something that you can touch, you can feel in your heart. You know, when the Spirit starts moving in here, you know what the best sermons or the best church services I've ever been to is when everybody's sitting right here and the choir's sitting up there and they start singing, the Holy Spirit starts moving. And all of a sudden, you see that preacher sitting there and here it comes 11:30 in the morning. Here it comes 11:45. You're thinking, man, this preacher still ain't preached. We're going to be here until 1 o'clock. Then you see 12 o'clock roll around and they're still singing up there and the altar's full. The altar is full. And why is it full? Because everybody's just wanting to come and worship God. He just wants coming to one to worship. So the altar is a place of worship. We must rebuild the altar for worship. And how do we do that? Through prayer. Through coming up here and worshiping Him. When I say we need to rebuild the altar through prayer, that means we need to come and pray at the altar. Come and pray at your altar. When I say that we need to rebuild the altar for worship, that means we need to come and worship in the altar. We need to say, God, I thank you for what you've done for me. Yes. There's nothing better in my life that could have been done other than you saving me from a long-lost place in life of going to hell, being cast in the lake of fire, as we heard this morning from Brother Mark. If you're not saved, that last judgment, you're going to be cast into an everlasting lake of fire. Hell's not everlasting. They can tell you what they want. Hell's not everlasting. The lake of fire is everlasting. Yeah. And I guarantee you that lake of fire is going to be a whole lot worse than hell, because it says hell's getting thrown into the lake of fire as well. Why would you want to spend eternity in a lake of fire when you can spend an eternity in heaven? All you have to do is just come and ask God to take that from you. Just say, God, I want to believe in I believe in you full-heartedly, and I want to be able to go to heaven. I want you to be in my life. How do you do that? Rebuild your altar in prayer and worship. Come and be able to worship Him, as many people get to do in today's time. I don't worry, like Mark said before, I don't worry about the ones that come every Sunday evening, every Sunday morning, every Wednesday evening, come right here into this altar. Because what are they doing? They're rebuilding their altar. They're keeping their altar intact. When they come up here every single Sunday, they're not just rebuilding it, they're keeping it intact so they don't have to rebuild it. The ones that sit on their pew and just say, I've got saved, there's nothing else I need to do. Your altar might be falling apart. There might be a couple stones that fell down. There might be a few pieces of wood that fell down. You might not have the full pieces of an altar. We see here that, you know, Elijah took his time. He used 12 stones, used a wood. I mean, he used everything. We see here he took his time to build his altar because he didn't want it to fall apart. So we see here, not only must we rebuild it for worship, but we need to rebuild the altar with sacrifice. You say, well, brother, we're living in the New Testament times. We don't have to give sacrifices on altars anymore. I'm not talking about a physical, taking an animal and putting it on an altar and burning it. I'm talking about we must rebuild our altar with sacrifice. If you can say today, honestly, that you've got saved and you've never had to sacrifice anything, then you're probably lying. Because there's many things you need to sacrifice. And if you haven't sacrificed anything and you say you got saved, you might want to check your salvation. Because I know when I got saved, I sacrificed a lot. And I'm not saying anything bad about it. I am happy I had to sacrifice so much, because the things that I sacrificed were going to bring me down even further into this world of flesh and all this other bad stuff. I mean, that's the stuff that we must sacrifice. Amen. If you haven't came to the altar and be able to tell God that what you've done and repent of your sins and take those sacrifices and lay it upon Him, then what have you really done with your salvation? You haven't done anything. So we must come and give our sacrifices tonight and tell God, you know, God, you might have paid the ultimate sacrifice. And I know there's nothing I'll ever be able to do to be able to repay that sacrifice that you've done for me. But I need to tell you some things that I've done. I need to give you these sacrifices in my life. I need to sacrifice the drug and alcohol in my life. I need to sacrifice the people in my life that mean a lot to me but are ungodly. The ones that are dragging me down into an unrighteous living. I need to give you this job that might be pulling me down into a low place in life. A job that might take the God out of you and the happiness out of your life. You know, you might say, well, you're one to talk, preacher. You work on Sundays. You're right, I do. But the Lord blessed me with being able to come to church on Sunday morning still too. And you know what? Sometimes I ask myself, why am I working on Sundays? Why do I go and take up the time from God? But you know, God's talked to me, and He might have me there just because there's one person there that needs to hear about Him on Sunday morning. Because they're at work on Sunday mornings, they don't get to hear from God. There's many there that are lost and will tell you straight to their face. And the more days that I'm there on Sundays and I get to talk to them, the closer they get to being able to build their altar for the first time. Being able to go to their altar for the first time. There's many times that you say, well, you're talking about rebuilding. I may not have ever even built my altar before. It'd be a wonderful night to do that. There's many people here that have built altars and know how to rebuild altars. I mean, Brother Kenny, he's been a pastor for how long, brother? 34 years. He was a pastor for 34 years. He's been around his altar for a long time. He's been praying for a lot of people for a long time. He's helped people build their altars. I've seen him help build people's altars for the first time. But may I use you? Man, we got to see someone build their altar for the first time not too long ago. Brother Kenny helped her build an altar. Tonight you can do that too. It'd just be easy as just coming to the physical altar that the place we call the altar this evening. Just have to come to there. If you don't want to come to the altar, you can stay right there where you're sitting and just proclaim God in your heart. Grab somebody sitting next to you. If you feel uncomfortable going right here, the bench can be your altar. All the altar means is a place for you to meet God, for you to rebuild your relationship with God, for you to be able to pray with God in and out of your life, to be able to worship God in a place, and to give God your sacrifices. You know, tonight, when I think about just worshiping God, there's been many times where I wanted to worship God, but I was scared to go up here in the front because they're in the middle of a song, everybody's still looking up. I was like, I can't go up there in front of everybody. They'll think I'm weird. They'll think there's something wrong with me going up there. They might think that I'm not saved. Why does it matter? If they don't think you're saved, it'll be all right. They're just going to come and help even pray even harder for you. They're going to be right there with you. They might not think you're saved, and you might be worried about them not thinking you're saved. But if you know you're saved and you want to talk to God, they might be praying the wrong prayer beside you, but it'll be all right. You still have the comfort of them being there with you. So tonight, as I close, all I have to ask for you is, what's your sacrifice tonight? What are you willing to sacrifice in the altar for God? What are you willing to rebuild tonight? Is there something that you need to rebuild? As Macy comes and Brother Scott comes with the song, what is it that you do need to rebuild? Is it your prayer life tonight? Have you been slipping with your prayers? Have you not worshipped God in a long time? Have you not been able to say, God, you've outdone yourself. There's no words beyond me to be able to say what you've done for me. Have you honestly looked at God and said, God, thank you for what you've done for me? There's a great quote I've heard. You know, I know everybody here has probably heard it before. What if you woke up tomorrow and only had the things that you thank God for today? How much would you have tomorrow? Would you have your wife, your family? Would you have a place to live, a job, food on your table, shirt on your back? Would you have your salvation? Would you be going to hell tomorrow if you only had the things you thank God for today? Today we just need to worship Him. Thank Him for what He's done for us. And where does that come from? It comes from prayer and sacrifices. So Brother Scott comes and we all stand to our feet tonight.